joined today with the Marshalltown Bobcat boys cross country coach Chad Pedig. Chad, it was an exciting night last night over at the MCC course. You had three runners in the top 10, but then you guys kind of move up in the rankings, top three, to make it to state as well.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, you know, probably unexpected by some, but the guys really believed they could do it. We believed all week that they could do it. And like you say, the first three were in the top 10, all three in the top 7. Preston winning, being the district champion, and then those next four, especially Parker and Miles, really bringing it home for us, and probably placed higher than most people expected, and they sealed the deal for us as being that third team to qualify.
You know, following you guys this season, you kind of always had Preston up there at the top all year, but then you slowly started to see a few of those names like Miles Goodman slowly creep up in the rankings, Carter Nunn, and another one being somebody that's moved up in the rankings throughout the season. I mean, was it just a fun season with these boys?
It's always fun when you're competitive, and we were competitive right from the very first meet at Ames. And so, you know, we were seventh there against a really tough field, and then we 10th at the Bobcat at a really tough field. And so every week we just continued to continued to race hard and train hard, and they just kept moving up and moving up. And there were a few times we popped into the top 20 statewide rankings. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun watching them improve, and definitely fun being competitive when you can compete with the Valleys and beat the Valleys and the Waukees and the Ames. And when you can compete with those teams, it's definitely fun. And so it was a fun year for us.
So just talk a little bit about, it's kind of, in my opinion, a young team with really, I think I see one senior kind of in that top five there. You're really building something is what it feels like.
This group really, if you go back 2 years ago to the seniors that graduated last year, when they were juniors, they were the group that kind of established the culture, the summer running culture. If we're going to run cross country, we're going to run in the summer. We're going to put the time in. And so this group, the Carter and Parker and all these guys, they were underclassmen at that time. And so they started this really a couple of years ago. And then, of course, you add Preston, who's a sophomore, added him as a freshman last year. And, yeah, it is young, but yet they've started this, you know, really as freshmen and sophomores a couple of years ago. But we have John, who's a senior, and Parker, who's a senior. But otherwise, the rest of them are juniors, and then Preston, the sophomore. So it's kind of the perfect group right there, and hopefully they'll continue this on beyond this season.
Yeah, can you just talk a little bit about a Preston Johnson being a sophomore leading the charge here in a lot of races this year?
He is the perfect combination of he's got the natural ability, he has the tremendous work ethic, and he is super competitive. If you were to talk to him, he is the nicest kid in the world until he puts those spikes on. And then it is, he just becomes the ultimate competitor. And at last night at districts on Tuesday, he said, "What do you think my race strategy should be?" And I told him, I said, "Preston, you just ran 15:45 last week on this very course. I think you should see who has the guts to go 15:45 with you." And, you know, there's other times where I've said, "Hey, why don't you let so-and-so push the pace? Why don't you kind of sit back and learn?" And he's done that every time. He always learns from his competition and who can I push and who breaks down early and who has a kick. And so he's just super, super intelligent. And last night, he led that thing after he took over the lead at the half mile mark, and he led it the rest of the way, and he challenged the rest of the field to go with him, and the closest anyone got was 6 seconds to him. So that's pretty big accomplishment for a sophomore, for a young runner.
Yeah, do you feel kind of having that advantage, home course advantage, a little bit, seeing that Marshalltown Community College course multiple times throughout the year, helped you guys?
Oh, absolutely. It is a big advantage for us, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for MCC, and we're thankful for our administration hosting, because it is. The first mile can be super fast. It has that big drop-off, that big hill, that big change in elevation, and people who aren't experienced with it tend to run that first mile just a little too fast. And you've watched it last year, and then again this year, our guys might go through that first mile a little more relaxed, and they're hanging out in 10th spot or 12th spot, and then the next mile, as everybody else kind of starts to fade because they push so hard, we go right on by. Our guys, our top three, all made up, except for Preston because he was leading, but John and Carter both in the last half mile each passed two guys coming down the home stretch in that last half mile. And I'm sure part of that was how they ran the first half of the race, you know, just running that first half relaxed and letting everybody else use up their stuff before that last half mile. So we appreciate the home course. We appreciate MCC letting us have it out there and enjoy taking advantage of it for sure.
So what's next? When is state and where will that be run at?
State will be next Friday at Fort Dodge. Again, I'm sure we'll probably come in. You know, we've been ranked 20th. We're probably going to be one of the lower ranked teams, but I don't think these guys view themselves that way anymore. They're pretty confident that they can run with anybody, and they proved that last night, knocking off Ankeny Centennial, which was ranked way higher than we were. I believe they were 12th or something like that, and at one time they were as high as 6th. So they were a team that spent most of the season in the top 10. I think the fact that we knocked them off last night will give these guys a lot of confidence going into that state meet.
Yeah, for sure. Is Fort Dodge a course that you've seen already this year then?
We have not gone up there. We tried to get into their meet, and their meet was full. It's pretty popular, of course, since it's the state site. So we weren't able to get into it, so we have not been up there this year. Of course, John and Preston ran on it last year. Everybody else went and watched last year, so it's this group, even though they haven't run on it, they are familiar with it. It's very flat. It's very fast. Because it's flat, it's got wide sweeping turns. It's definitely a fast course, and these guys will be ready for that.
Yeah, so we're joined today with the Marshalltown Bobcat Cross Country Boys Head Coach, Chad Pedig. What's the plan then for the next week here, getting ready for the state tournament Friday?
So the first three guys, believe it or not, we didn't rest or taper at all for districts. We were very confident that they would get through. And so we treated this meet like we had all the entire season. They did their long run this week. They did their hard workout over the weekend like we do every week. And so those guys still have their rest period coming here where we start to back off on them. The other four we did, you know, back off because we knew we would need every single place from them as a team. So the first group they'll get their first taste of cutting back on mileage and volume. We'll still do some intense stuff, but we'll cut back on the volume. And the other four, we'll continue with what we did last week. We cut back on their volume. We still kept the intensity to keep all the energy systems fired up and awake. But we cut back on the volume to let the muscles recover and heal and feel fresh. So, yeah, it should be exciting. I think we still have a little bit left to give.
Awesome. Well, Chad, we'll be following you then next Friday up in Fort Dodge as you guys run for the state tournament there. So congratulations again to the team, to Preston, John, and Carter making it into the top 10 as well. That's got to be a good feeling rolling into state. So thank you.
Yep, thank you for your guys' support. We appreciate it.